Hilton said the budget for the Winter Games is projected at some $1.35 billion, and the only taxpayer dollars going into the Games are coming from the federal level.
That actually all comes from funds outside of Utah or generated through ticket sales and sponsorship monies locally. And that, I think, is one of the key messages that our small group of exploratory committee has been trying to get the word out. The only taxpayer funds would actually come from federal funds to pay for security. And that was how it happened back in 2002. And that is the intent here. So most of the monies come from the International Olympic Committee through broadcast rights. And those amount to almost $600 million. Then there is additional ticket revenue. That's an additional $300 million.
He said it is a break-even budget. In 2002, Salt Lake organizers took pains to make sure that the Wasatch Front Canyons were not used in the event. Today, Hilton said they're not ruling anything out.
If you look at the World Championships coming up for freestyle and snowboard events, we've got an event over at Solitude. So that is great to see. I think nothing is ruled out of how we would look at locations for future competitions. So, you know, we have a games concept that we outlined in a report that's available at our website. Right now, too soon to say exactly what events will go where, but we have a lot of willing partners. We checked in with each of the resort operators and the ice rink and multi-use facilities, and everybody is so behind this.
The 202 games resulted in the Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation, which was left with an endowment and a mission to maintain use of the Olympic venues.
The surplus that we had from the 02 games provided a investment portfolio or endowment that allowed us to keep the facilities open and operating and maintained with investment earnings on that surplus. You know, that is slowly eroding, if you will. Some had predicted we would be out of money 20 years after the games, and we're not. So a future games would re-endow the surplus in the endowment fund, and that is built into that budget that we've been talking about. To add an additional surplus to allow us to keep these facilities open in the future in perpetuity.
The endowment left after 2002 was about $76 million. Hilton said the goal is to add $50 to $80 million from another games. He said the size of the endowment has eroded in the past 16 years.
It's down to $60 million, actually, with the way the markets have been the last couple of months. It's down to the mid-50s. So it's you know, a little bit of anxiety when we see such fluctuations in the market. And that, for us, is a good reason. Our all hope is to not have to have taxpayer funds help out Olympic facilities. And so far, that's what we've been able to achieve and want to do going forward.
Critics have worried about the growth impacts of another Olympics, but Hilton said he sees it as a chance for Park City and Salt Lake to enhance their community values.
You know, I think what this will allow is for us to focus on how we effectively bring people into town to host events or bring in for large happenings like Sundance. I think we'll hone our ability to do major events and to move people in and out of town in a much better way. And I think that will spur a lot of efforts like improving our mass transit and public transportation systems, a look at sustainable approaches to how we actually put on a games, and to allow these games to be a focus for what is important to the local cities and regions that are host communities.
Colin Hilton, head of the Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.